That's 800-882-2525. 800-882-2525. Non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi folks, Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Valentine's Day. Candice's will be celebrating Valentine's Day all weekend long with specials like our chili and sea bass with seafood risotto or filet with langusta supremo topped with a 5-ounce lobster tail. On Valentine's Day, all ladies will receive a flower and we'll have live entertainment all weekend long. Be sure to stop by Candice's located at Holloway in Manchester. See our website at candices.net. Candice's, because you love great food.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Everybody's woodworking for the weekend at the St. Louis Woodworking Show, coming to the Gateway Center in Collinsville this Friday through Sunday. Whether you're new to woodworking or you've been making projects for years, you don't want to miss this show. There are over 100 educational seminars free with admission and all the tools you'll need to get started on your next project. Don't miss the Woodworking Show this Friday through Sunday at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. Be sure to save $2 and buy your tickets online at thewoodworkingshows.com. Wipers are a driver's best friend. So how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades and save $10 instantly at Advance Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
And you're listening to the Big 550 KTRS, where they have too many damn commercials. At least it seems that way. Thanks for joining us. And here's my good friend, Frank Opinion.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Bennett, everybody. The worst thing that ever happened was these 10 and 15 second commercials, which makes it sound like you have four times as many as you really do. Back to the phones, and we got a bunch of calls, and here's the reason. And folks, no offense, don't call us if you say, well, I had an appendectomy one time. No, we're looking for some brutal, bad news, painful, I can't believe I got through that type medical stuff. And we're looking for the worst of the worst stories. The kind of thing where, again, you can't even believe you were able to get through it. Medical procedures, the worst you've ever dealt with. Dan is on next. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing good. I am truly AM and the PM.
Well, that's even better than just being truly AM and the PM is better than just AM and the PM. What'd you go through, Dan?
Well, back in 2013 it started. I knew something wasn't right. And I was had some bleeding in my mouth.
Ooh.
Went to an ear, nose, and throat doctor, and he said, well, son, it looks like you might have cancer. So they took a biopsy, and it was. And then he referred me to one of the best surgeons at Mercy.
All right, hang on. And what kind of cancers?
It turned out to be of the esophagus.
Okay.
Basically, a little bigger than a golf ball-sized tumor in my throat, right above the esophagus.
All right.
And they tried chemo, but it wasn't responding. So they were talking about doing surgery. In the meantime, it ruptured.
Ooh.
Before that, I was having trouble breathing. I forgot about this. I had a surgery before that. I had trouble breathing. And they said, well, the tumor's so big, we can't get a breathing tube down there. We're scared that, you know, if we do, you're not going to be able to breathe. So they did a tracheotomy on me. They put a trach in my throat, and they did that while I was awake.
Mm.
Six shots in my neck.
Oh.
Actually, four shots. And I said, Doc, I can still feel that. So, well, okay. Gives me two more shots, and then cut it and put the trach in, Then they knocked me out, and they cut part of that tumor so I was able to breathe.
Can you say, why can't you knock me out before you stick this thing in my throat?
Yeah.
You're going to knock me out anyway. Just do it now, I guess.
Well, the problem was that they were afraid they couldn't get that breathing tube down there. Since the tumor was so big, covering my windpipe.
Oh.
So that's the only recourse they could do is do it while I was awake, and then once they had a proper line for breathing with the trach, then they could take part of that tumor.
Now, when you're talking to us right now on the phone, do you guys hear this?
Yeah.
Are you on some kind of breathing device, or do you have a tube?
No, that might be my motor.
Your motor?
Yeah.
What motor?
My car motor.
Oh, okay. I've never
heard
it.
Better now?
You might want to get that thing in the garage. I've never heard a car sound like that. So let's get to the bottom line, the end of this story. You okay?
Well, they tried with chemo, didn't respond, then it ruptured. And I went to the emergency room, and they said gave me blood transfusion. I had a hemoglobin of 3.8. And normally it's about 14 on a guy like me. They gave me 21 blood transfusions.
What, 21 transfusions?
Yes, in the course of a week and a half.
You've done more than your fair share of time in the hospital.
Right. And then, so they, I did that, and that was like sometimes four and 5 liters at a time of blood. So they moved the surgery up. They did a 9-hour surgery similar to that gentleman that called in before, cut me from ear to ear. And they told me going into it, you're probably going to lose your voice box, your tongue, if not part of your tongue.
Oh, my goodness.
And, God blessed me and gave me a second chance. So I kept my voice box, and I got partial paralyzation on my right side of my tongue. But it was 2 blood supplies. They only had to cut one, so the tongue's fine. It's shorter than it was before.
Your tongue is shorter?
Yeah.
Well, you sound fine. I'm going to cut you off because I think you might have already won this contest. I mean, you've been through more than anybody should have to go through.
Well, then it went to mastitis or spread to my lung. I got battling that, and I'm going through chemo right now for it.
Holy crap. Mm. Hey, man, good luck to you. You're a fighter, and we're glad you're still around. And when this is all over, call us and say, hey, it's all over, okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? I look at life a lot different now, and I really appreciate what I got. And really, money and world possessions aren't where it's at. It really isn't. Right. All I do is try and give back now.
All right, Dan. Thank you. Good luck to you, okay?
All right. Well, wait a minute. If you believe this? Larry Connors is pulled up. I think he went to look at my roof.
Oh.
Hey, they kept your sense of humor intact. That's good. Dan, thank you for the call.
All right, you're welcome.
All right, now, is it just me, or when he was talking,
yeah.
did you hear that?
Too,
yeah.
I don't know what that was. Let me get Edie in here. Edie, how are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you. By the way, for those just tuning in, this is what we call our uplifting show of the year. I love this stuff because I'm going to tell you something. When you see somebody and you ever get envious or jealous, let me tell you something. You don't know that person's whole story. You see their car, their money, their job, or whatever. You dig deep enough. There's some people with a lot of heavy stuff in their lives. You may not know it, but people go through stuff you can't even imagine they go through. Edie, as quickly as you can, what's your story?
It's about my son, who's 20 now, but when he was 17, he had his lung collapse 3 times, and he spent a month in the hospital. It collapsed. They did surgery. He went home. It collapsed right away. We went back. They did more surgery. Collapsed the third time. Went back, and they did even more surgery. He's been fine ever since. It'll be 3 years this May. But actually, that was his 4th lung collapse. But he's tall and thin and a white male, and they said that's common. For fellas that are, he's 6'4 and about 170 pounds. So,
wow. Well, I don't know that it's that common. I don't hear of many people whose kid has to go in over and over and over because the lung keeps collapsing.
My brother's 6'8 and has never had that happen and thin.
I mean, it doesn't happen to everybody,
yeah.
But I'm just saying when we went in the first time, they said he's tall and thin and a white male, and that's more prevalent for them.
Wow.
And he's actually had four lung collapses, and he's had to have the chest tube put in four times, and I won't say ripped out, but ripped out four times. They don't give you any anesthesia when they take the tube out. They just say, take a deep breath and let it out.
I'm such a baby about that stuff.
I am too.
Edie, we're glad he's okay.
Okay, well, thank you so much. You guys take care.
Thank you. Call anytime. See, there you go. And by the way, that didn't happen to her, but it's a medical issue she had to deal with. It was a nightmare to go through. I got Tony on here. Tony, how are you?
Hi, how are you today, Frank?
I feel great today.
Great. Thank
AM
to the PM.
AM to the PM. Not AM in the PM, but AM to the PM.
Oh, yeah. We know the time.
We know what you meant. What's your story, Tony?
Hey, I was 30 years old when I had my first open heart surgery for a hydrocardiomyopathy. And, they went in there and opened up my aorta and stuff like that. I didn't
opened
really
up your
well.
Aorta?
My aorta.
Your aorta, okay.
Yeah. And, what happened, well, I was good for several years, and what happened was that my heart turned into congestive heart failure, okay? And, it started slowing down. My whole body did, and my compression of my heart started to slow down. And I had to sell my business a few years ago, and I'm down to like 15 to 20% of my compression of my heart going into getting a pump on my heart, you know, and
How do you get a pump on your heart? What does that mean?
A heart pump.
Are you like a machine heart. That you're hooked up to?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and you know what's the weirdest thing about this, Frank?
What?
Is that all these people you have been talking to all day?
Mm-hmm.
You ought to ask them what kind of stories they had trying to collect their Social Security. I've been trying to collect it for 3 years.
Oh, you know what? I can't even imagine the nightmare. Forget between insurance and that. No. This country and that aspect and that part of this country is so beyond incompetent. You don't even have to tell me. I can imagine.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you know, as I don't have
anyway.
A whole life. And thank God, and I'm grateful that my wife has a good job to take care of me because some of those people don't have that.
Right.
And that's all I got to say. Thanks, Frank.
Well, that's plenty. We appreciate your call. Thank you, Tony, and best to you, okay?
Thank you.
I have a traffic bulletin from Tim Weiland, who just called this in.
Let me do this, like, professionally.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt, but we'll get right back to our regular programming. We go now to the KTRS Traffic Center, where standing by is Dan Strauss. Dan?
Thank you so much, Frank.
The Traffic Center sounds dead today. Is the mic on down there?
No, it's on. Hold on.
No, there we go. There they are. Okay, what's going on?
Eastbound 70 is closed down right now at the Blanchette Bridge. Westbound 70 is closed at the Blanchette Bridge because of an accident. They've been working on it for quite some time, and I'm not sure when it will reopen, but it is closed right now, so take an alternate route. That's it. I'll head back.
Come back up here. Okay. All right, it's a Tom twin spin. We have two Toms in a row. Let's go to Tom number one. Tom, how are you?
Hi there. AM and the PM, as always.
Thank you, Tom. What's your story?
Well, my story kind of ties a couple of things together that you all have been talking about. Last spring, I was having problems with my lower back, my hips, so they did a CAT scan.
Mm-hmm.
They discovered during the CAT scan that I had an aortic aneurysm. Mm. I guess is what Connie had.
No, he had a torn aorta.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's a difference, but
my stepmom had the aneurysm like you're talking about.
That's a good story.
I had the aneurysm, and the doctor, so they sent me to another surgeon. The doctor looked at that and said, we're operating right away. Mm. If that thing bursts, you know, you're a dead duck.
Mm.
And then
did he use the words dead duck? Did he actually say dead duck?
No,
I think
that doesn't sound too medical, does it?
Yeah, but it's funny, and I like it. I like that you embellish the story with dead duck. That makes it funnier. Go ahead.
But anyway, when they were getting me ready for surgery, and they already had me out, they had trouble putting the catheter in. So that's when they found out that I had an enlarged prostate.
Oh, boy.
So they worked on that. So then they called a urologist in, and I've been a patient of his. Now I'm on medication now. I don't have a cancerous prostate. It was just enlarged. which is not unusual.
No, it's not unusual at all. Most men over 50 get enlarged prostate.
Yeah, well, that's where I am, way over 50, but it's everything's working fine now, thank God. But like I said, it went from a hip problem to the aortic aneurysm to the prostate. So anyway, I'm fine. I'm aging. I'm 71 years old, so I'm no spring chicken anymore. But
yeah.
Can I tell you a real short joke?
Well, you can tell me. Hang on a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. This teacher tells her grade school class, I want you to make a sentence using the word fascinate.
Can only fascinate. Buttons had 9 buttons or 10 buttons, but she could only fascinate. Is that kind of a joke?
Boy, it's sure been fun talking to you.
Hey, we don't go easy on you just because you had a lot of medical issues, okay? So we'll get you off the hook. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Tom number 2. Tom, how are you?
Hey, Frank, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tom.
Hallelujah.
What's your nightmare story?
Well, I have a double story.
Well, we just want one. Let's have one, the best one, the worst one.
They kind of go together.
Okay.
Right. 2011, 3 days before Christmas, my wife and I are going to go drive to South Carolina to meet her family. I get a phone call from her. She was going to have a checkup. She has stage 4 breast cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
The next day, they told her to go down there anyway for the week. There's nothing we can do till we get the official diagnosis. My right eye blows up with little tiny black dots that look like somebody dumped pepper into my eye.
Those are called floaters.
Yes, exactly the same problem you have.
Well, not exactly, but go ahead.
Well, it's my back of my eye ripped open and all the vitreous fluid is flowing into my eye, giving me all that garbage.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Yep.
So that's
called PVD. That's
anyway.
If you want to smell really smart, like you know a lot, go, I got PVD, posterior vitreous detachment, because that's what it is. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it is. That's what
not
it is.
Not STD, it's PVD.
There's a big difference, yes. So go ahead. You got a bad eye. You got this other stuff going.
Right. So we drive down to South Carolina with one eye, which is wonderful. I get down there the day after Christmas. She is diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. The day before we are leaving to come back, we're on the golf course with my brother-in-law, and my left eye blows up with the same thing.
Holy goodness.
So we drive back with that. The doctor basically said what you said. I can send you to a specialist. I've sent 3 people. 3 of them turned it down because it's not guaranteed to work. So I'm still dealing with all these floaters. My wife has gone through 6 spinal fractures because it brought on osteoporosis. She is doing very well now. I still can't see, hardly, but I don't know what to do about my eye. What are you going to do about yours?
Well, I'm sure our issues are similar but not necessarily the same, and what I'm going to do probably won't help you in any way make a decision of what you're going to do, and I don't really want to make this much about me except to say I can empathize with people who have eye issues because I've had them for 25 years, and I have 3 different things going on. I have the PVD, posterior vitreous detachment, I have retinal edema, and I have meibomian gland dysfunction with chronic blepharitis. How about that mouthful of stuff, huh?
Whoa, I'm impressed.
Some of those things, 2 of those things only affect the left eye. The other affects both eyes. So I got a lot to deal with. It's never going to go away. But the reason I like to do what we're doing now is it's like a slap in the face. Stop feeling sorry for yourself, because there are people, and this is what I want people to take away from this. Whatever you think your little aches and pains are, you're going through rehab because you had knee replacement, be glad you got a knee to replace, because these guys coming back from Afghanistan, some of them don't have any knees. Everybody, there are lots of people who actually really do go through horrible, horrible, and it becomes a regular part of their lives till they die. They deal with this crap. I really hope you get the eye thing straightened out, because that's just so frustrating. There's so much to see, and you want to be able to take it in, and to not be able to really see it is just a pain. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's just a pain. That's all.
He told me you're going to have to learn to live with it. It happens because of age.
And that's pretty much what I've decided maybe I'll do. Tom, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, and I agree with you all the way, Frank. Thank you.
All right. I'm not sure what he agrees with me all the way on, but he agrees with me. Now, this is the time I had told Dan I wanted to have John Londo on the phone. If you read your note on the screen, it says, but 3:30, you see that?
Yep.
Now, what time is it now? 3:33.
No, it's 4:30.
I'm sorry, it's 4:30.
We can do traffic. We have
we can do traffic
problems.
First. If you
well, then
like.
You know what? You're really late because I said I need him on about 3:30. That was an hour ago. Well, you
4:30.
So. No, my notes said 3. Forget it, Dan. Let's forget it. Edit all that out. I don't want people to know what screw ups we both are. We're going to do a traffic check. Is Tim up?
He is there.
All right. Just named best traffic reporter in the United States. In fact, the actual trophy says traffic reporter of the decade.
Woo.
Yeah. And I know because he showed it to me after he went to the trophy store and had it made up. The one and only, Tim Weiland. What do you got, Tim?
You know, I'm sitting there listening to this, and I thought I had it bad when they took my guts out and put them back in. My gosh.
That was nothing. That's nothing.
No. It's nothing. You're right. All right. Well, I tell you, it's going to be a mess. They had the highway still shut down on westbound 70 at the Blanchet Bridge. Traffic is backed up well east of Highway 170. Then you've got another accident reported on westbound 70 out near Wentzville Parkway. They're still working with the crash on southbound 55 at Highway M. You're backed up north of Highway 141. We're looking, there's several accidents in a lot of places. It's just going to be slow no matter where you are. Eastbound 270 is stacking up now south of Highway 370, and that goes all the way around through Washington Elizabeth. You got southbound 270 from Dorset down through Highway 44, westbound 44 from Big Bend out through Antire Hill. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great tech for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Tim. There's a girl who works here named Emily, and I really like Emily a lot. I think Emily's got some good ideas. And Emily walks around, and she's responsible for what goes on our website, KTRS.com. And so this morning, well, you all saw the videos where they interviewed us and said, what would you do or what would you say to Stan Kroenke if you were found yourself in the restroom with him?
Right.
So she wanted to know, what is your best Valentine story? And I told her, I said, I don't have one. I don't have a Valentine story. There's never been one Valentine's Day where it was just anything. And I think that's true for most men.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
So I
really
said, this is not exactly a good idea to go around and go, hey, go for just in a minute or so, tell us your best Valentine's story. I don't have one. I've never gotten anything for Valentine's that I can remember.
Did you get some on Valentine's Day?
No, Dan, what are you talking? I'm married.
Yeah, that's
come
crazy.
On. That would have been so long ago, I wouldn't even remember it. So we bring in John Londoff, and I'm pretty sure he has the same answer to that question. John, if I said, is there a Valentine's Day that for any reason is very memorable and stands out to you, what would the answer be?
Hi, Frank.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Was he not paying any attention?
How are you?
I'm good, John. How are you?
I thought you'd never ask.
John, did you hear my question?
Come on.
Did you hear the question?
About Valentine's right now. You always talk about, how much, I think about you and just care about you.
Well, this is sounding so
love. And
no, this is not
a Valentine.
I don't like the way this is going.
I mean, are you expecting a Valentine?
No, John, you missed the point. Valentine's
well,
Day.
I don't think I really missed the point. I mean, I'm just taking it to another direction. I didn't miss anything.
I give up.
I can tell you this much. I guarantee you probably. When was the last time you bought your wife something for Valentine's Day?
We don't do that. She and I
don't do that.
No, we don't do that. I don't
You wouldn't if you went out. Let's say you went and bought a pair of shoes. You don't think she'd say, oh, my God. Frank,
who buys his wife a pair of shoes? Who does that? That's a mistake. You can't possibly buy your wife a pair of shoes.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. That's
virtually impossible. I don't know her shoe size. I don't know what style. Open toe, closed toe, heel, pump. I don't even think about that stuff. No guys buy shoes.
Like you know a lot about it.
Exhausting.
You never look at your wife's shoe. You never say, wow, I like those.
Oh, he looks at him and goes, where the heck did you get those?
That's exactly what I said the last time we went somewhere. And I go, where did those shoes come from?
Statement.
Because every time I turn around, there's a new bag, there's new shoes. It's like they can't wear a pair of shoes twice or a bag. I don't get it. But my point is, Valentine's Day is pretty much meaningless for guys unless they're dating or they just got married and they think they have to do something or she won't know what to tell all her friends.
Meaningless, that's why you can't get a reservation at any, restaurant.
I didn't say it wasn't popular. I said, to me, it's meaningless.
A guy doesn't care about any presents.
How can it be meaningless? I feel so sorry for your wife.
Oh, don't feel sorry for her. She has everything in the world that she wants.
Well, but, maybe a pair of shoes. Just try it.
No, she has 700 of those. I know. She doesn't need a pair of shoes.
She doesn't listen to this. Other than shoes.
No, she's not listening. Look. To me, it's much more special if I... I'll tell you the last sort of romantic thing I did for her. Okay, you ready? There was a store...
Ago? The year was 1974.
This was about a year and a half ago, all right? There's a watch that she had really, really wanted. And I know that she had mentioned it a couple of times... The true story is she actually ordered this thing and had it sent to the house. And when I saw it and I saw the price, I said, no. I said, no. She had done this herself. I said, you send it back and you tell them you made a mistake because it was expensive. No.
God.
And she boxed it. No, listen to me. Hang on. You got to hear the end of the story. She boxed it up and sent it back to the place she had ordered it from. Now, we go out to California. And we went out to see my dad, who's in San Diego. While we're there, we're walking along a little section of town that's where this store is that had this watch. I said, let's hop in here. We popped in. I asked the lady if they still had that watch. She said, yeah. She took it out, and I said, we'll take it. And we put it on her wrist. She thought she was never going to see that watch. I enjoyed giving it to her just out of the blue. No, it wasn't a birthday. It wasn't an anniversary. I just thought, you know what? You want that watch? I'm going to see that you get it. To me, that is much better and much more romantic than the obligatory Valentine's Day, birthday, Christmas thing.
No. You send that watch back.
Well, that was 18 months ago. So don't you think that possibly this... Valentine's Day.
No, here's what we're going to do. We're going this weekend. We're going and getting her a new phone, an iPhone 6 Plus. That's her Valentine's present.
Oh, so you're doing something.
Yeah, but it's not really for Valentine's because she needs the phone anyway. And if it were, August 2nd, we'd still go do it this weekend. It's really not about Valentine's Day. I don't like being forced to do or expected to do something. I like the surprise. It's a much greater surprise when you get a gift on a day that's not a birthday or Valentine's Day. That's what I like to do.
You know what I like?
What?
My candy jar. I mean, it just excites me.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
My dad punches, he brought in and he goes, hey, happy Valentine's Day. And he had a huge mega bag of the miniature Snickers, which, I absolutely love.
This is a guy that gave you this for Valentine's Day?
Peanut butter cups.
Well, hold on. A guy did this for you for Valentine's Day?
Well, we do business together.
But a guy gives you a Valentine's gift?
Yes, hey. He goes, Stephen. Someone must have called him and said, hey, listen, the boss needs some help. The candy jar is empty.
But you framed it as a Valentine's Day gift from a guy.
He said happy Valentine's Day.
Here's
that's
some Snickers.
That's a little bit leaning.
No,
the needle is turning a little toward the gay.
You're breaking me down because, I'm excited about, and let me help you. 100-some-odd employees of Lawn Up Chevrolet that come up into my office, they're excited because now if they come up there, guess what? Sometimes they dig into that thing while we're reviewing a deal, AM and the PM customer, how can we make sure they're even happier than before? And they just like, bam, bam, bam. Next thing I know, they're handing me the wrappers to like 5 Snickers. I'm like, man, it goes 5 Snickers.
I've done that before in your office.
It's a great story.
It is a great story.
It really is.
If you like Snickers, what's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is almond M&Ms.
Oh.
Almond M&Ms. Those are good, too.
I like paydays.
My wife, that's my wife's favorite candy bar, Payday. And you know what I would do? I would do something like give her a case of Payday. But you know, she wouldn't eat them. She wouldn't eat them. She eats kale, for goodness sake. So she wouldn't eat them. So it would be a waste of money to buy. You know that Paydays are made right over in Illinois, and it's Centralia or somewhere? Look on the wrapper. I'm not kidding. It says Collinsville or Centralia or something. Yeah, that's the big Payday plant.
Hmm. How about Kit Kat?
I like Kit Kat. If you like Payday, Karen Vale, the late Karen Vale.
No, I don't think she's late.
Is she still alive? She used
late to work, maybe.
For the holiday season, she used to bring in those, what do you call the corn candy? That disgusting
candy corn.
Candy corn, that disgusting corn that looks like a tooth. And it looks a yellow, red, and white.
Yeah.
And mix it with salted peanuts and take a handful of them mixed together. I'm not kidding. It tastes exactly like a Payday.
Yep.
Wow.
She used to bring that in all the time.
So you get excited about candy, too.
No, I don't. You just said what's my favorite. I don't eat a lot of candy.
You know, I don't either, but it sure is good. Just in case you get that urge, you need a little pick-me-up, bam, one of those little mini Snickers or a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No. Those are good. You eat
one of those little
Well, I can't do that. I want five big ones. I don't want the mini ones.
You eat about 10 of those mini ones, and which equals one. So you think you're doing good, but you eat about 10 of them.
No, M&M, the all-time greatest candy.
Head sweat. I guarantee you, you're going to suddenly go, oh, my God, what happened? The sugar content will just almost, like, knock you down to your knees. You'll say, give me a glass of ice water. So what about the snow? This is a great time. People think, well, I'm not going to go buy a car.
It's a great time to leave town in your new Chevrolet. Let me throw that part in there.
But it is a great time to buy. You might not want to come by the dealership. You can go online at lawnmower.com. But if you want to come out, you would think that there's a foot of snow out there.
Oh, well, the way people drive, it's unbelievable. It took me twice as long to get to work today. And there was like a half inch at the time.
It's an inch, maybe.
Dan, show them an inch. This is all the snow we're talking about right here. There. There's one inch. That's all we're talking
about. And that's swollen.
He always has to say that.
Oh, man. But I can just tell you this much. Valentine's Day, I know you're going to do something special. I can feel it.
No.
There you are.
No, I'm not.
Dan, how about you?
New iPhone, upgraded iPhone.
Me? I already have Sandy a present. So.
Can you tell us what it is? Is she listening?
Yeah, she's listening.
Oh, so you can't tell us?
No.
You can't tell what it is.
But he's dating. It's different. If you're dating, you have no choice.
Yeah, and I'll get some on Valentine's Day.
Ian, what are you doing?
I believe we're going out to eat somewhere. But I'm kind of along the lines with Frank. It's not really that big of a deal.
All right.
What are you doing, John?
Yeah, you're the only person that hasn't spoken up.
Mr. Romance.
Yeah. You're the big Valentine's guy. What are you doing?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, my God. You know what? Be a team player.
Yeah, try to help us out since we're so...
we just spilled our guts.
...out of it that we
you
don't
know. Maybe he wants to stay home and eat in by candlelight.
Are you
she
cooking?
Doesn't.
Yeah, she does.
Are you cooking, John?
Just stare into each other's eyes.
What?
Oh, boy.
Twinkle in her eyes.
And then lean over and do the one-cheek sneak and kick back and watch TV.
Hey, we're going to still be open tonight, even though it's a blizzard of 2016, an inch to an inch and a half. But give us a call, please. And hey, if you really, AM and the PM, if you're wanting to bring a little mini bag of Snickers, you know, and then come up to my office and partake, you know, we'll have a great little, conversation. Share a couple of Snickers, and we'll talk about how Frank doesn't buy his wife any gifts.
Not rain, sleet, or snow, not any of those, can cause Johnny Landoff Chevrolet to close.
Oh,
wow.
You're gifted.
Right off the cuff, buddy.
You're gifted, man. It's unbelievable. I bet every morning you wake up, you look in the mirror, you just smile.
And, John, one of my greatest gifts is your friendship.
Oh, my.
How's that for a Valentine's greeting, huh?
I do. Wow. I love you, man. You're the best. That's never happened to me. After, of course, Mimi and my children, my mom, my dad, my grandma, grandpa. You're up there. Definitely in the top 20.
Well, it sure sounds like I'm up there. I'm below about 40 people you just mentioned.
Well, give us a call. We're going to be here until you want to come in and aim at the PM crowd. We love you. 314-837-1800. Again, 314-837-1800. 24/7, 365 at LawnDuff.com.
We're going to send you a lot of customers. Please make sure I know the people that need to be singled out and thanked, and I will thank them personally, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks, Frank.
All right, John. Have a great...
Take care, everyone. Drive safe.
Have a great Wednesday night. You too. Bye-bye. John Landau. Obviously, a hopeless romantic, and can't understand why everybody doesn't make a big deal out of Valentine's Day. I'm going to tell you something. Women who work... and my wife used to be a travel agent, so I know how this stuff works. Flowers get delivered, and then, ooh, who are they from? You know, if she's single, oh, he's a guy I met. They're so, ooh, I don't know, it's just goofy to me. And then, of course, your wife, girlfriend, whatever, comes home and goes, well, Rebecca sure got a nice arrangement of flowers at work today, and everybody saw it. And then everybody goes, what's your husband doing? And, of course, then I'm the bad guy. I just don't like that these days, birthday, Valentine's Day, Christmas, they've become an obligation. It shouldn't be that way. The greatest surprise is when something is really a surprise, when it's just another. Or you think it's going to be just another day and out of nowhere. I remember a night I took a car home for my son, my older son. He was 18, and he was a good kid, didn't give us a lot of trouble. And I just went by a dealership, and I bought him a brand new car, and I drove it home. And he thought it was mine. He came out, and I threw him the keys, and I said, thanks for being a good kid. It was a happy birthday. It wasn't America. Just thank you for being a good kid. And I'm telling you, to this day, he talks about that, how stunned he was. It was my sort of thank you for not giving me a lot of headaches and trouble, because a lot of kids do. So that was more special than any birthday or Valentine's Day. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we're going to come back. Bill Cleveland is ahead, plus whatever. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
And we have some issues out there on the highways and byways, and here's Tim Weiland.
Tim. All right, Dan, it looks like they may be starting to let a couple of cars go through on westbound 70 over the Blanchet Bridge. I noticed that they had snow plows going over it, but now we've got a problem on eastbound 70 after the Blanchet. You've got two left lanes blocked. Boy, traffic's backed up in both directions. The same thing on eastbound 270. You're slow now from St. Charles Rock Road. That goes all the way around through Washington Elizabeth. Northbound 170, and that's jammed solid now from Page all the way up through Highway 270. Got a new crash on westbound 255, just a little bit west of Telegraph. That's got things backing up to about Coke Road. On eastbound 40, it's crawling now from Clarkson all the way in through Big Bend. You're slow again from Kings Highway to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 44 is slowing from Berry Road all the way out through Antire. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has great tech for your business, from laptops, tablets, and smartphones to tech services like setup and repair. Visit staples.com/tech services for details. Make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Get caught up on all the news, weather, and sports without having to be in front of the TV. KTVI Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. Amazing Siding has an unbelievable pre-spring manufacturer's rebate promotion going on now. If you schedule now, you can receive 0% interest for 5 full years, plus a $2,250 manufacturer rebate towards the purchase of Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Windows, plus an $1,125 rebate towards the purchase of any Infinity Fiberglass patio door. That's like starting your estimate with thousands off right from the start on top of the rebate. Take advantage of
no money down, no interest for 5 full years. And maybe the best part, you don't even have to make a payment for the first 5 months. You only have a couple of weeks to schedule. 2015 manufacturer rebates and financing expire February 20th. So to take advantage, call them now. Call Amazing Siding at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. Or online at AmazingSTL.com. Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-809-7963 now. That's 1-800-809-7963 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-809-7963 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-809-7963. 1-800-809-7963.
Would you like the greenest lawn on the block? It's very simple. All you have to do is count to five. DynaGreen has an easy five-step program clearly labeled on the package so that you cannot mess it up. It's McGraw-proof. Support your independent local lawn and garden dealers with locally owned, locally distributed DynaGreen. To find out more, go to DynaGreenInfo.com. That's DynaGreenInfo.com.
Available at Pasiglia Nursery.
Hello, this is Stephen Gregg from the Retire Worry-Free Show on Saturdays at 2 o'clock.
For all the listeners out there who are getting close to retirement and feel the years have snuck up on them, you're right. We understand your situation.
It's time to get a retirement strategy that is straightforward and easy to understand.
Our goal is to help you make the next 30 years a comfortable retirement.
To set up a free, no-obligation meeting with us, go to our website, steveandgregg.com.
That's steveandgregg.com.
Don't go anywhere for a Valentine's gift, unless it's Edible Arrangements and a Pair. The only location for this KTRS special. Mention KTRS when you call 314-394-2394 between February the 8th and the 11th to place your order at the DePair location and get $13.99 off your arrangement if you pick it up at the Edible Arrangements DePair store, or get free delivery of $13.99 value. This KTRS delicious and guilt-free Valentine's special is available only at the Edible Arrangements location in the DePair on Manchester, east of I-270, 314-394-2394.
Let the Diamond family provide the convenience of one-stop shopping this Valentine's Day. Spend $249 or more by Valentine's Day at the Diamond family, and you'll receive a box of chocolates, 5 long-stem roses from Bazet Florists, and 1 strand of freshwater pearls, pearl studs, or pearl bracelets free and free gift wrap. The Diamond family is located at Baxter and Manchester in the Dearburgs Plaza, online at thediamondfam.com. Looking for convenient, one-stop shopping for your Valentine's? The Diamond Family.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti, host of the Superior Healthcare Radio Show, where we will empower you to overcome health issues.
The Superior Healthcare Radio Show at a special time, Saturday at 5 p.m. KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095.
Flowers wilt, chocolate melts, but the memory of a Valentine's gift from Blust's Jewelers lasts forever. At Blust's Jewelers, they take pride in their ever-changing assortment of quality merchandise and attentive service, giving you a superior shopping experience. You can shop with confidence for your Valentine's at Blust's Jewelers on Olive, just west of Mason, next to Crazy Bowls and Wraps in the Schnucks Plaza. Blust's Jewelers, the small personal jewelry shop with a big heart.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLean Cab. Hey, this kind of weather? Take a cab. Don't just take any cab. You're aiming the PM, you know what cab to take. McLean Cab, and the app STL Taxi makes it easier than ever. to get the only cab you want to ride in or want to be seen in if you're AM and the PM, and that is a Laclede cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Bill. Doing great.
Good deal. Well, Super Bowl MVP Von Miller made the traditional Disney World appearance earlier this week. You know, they always go to Disney World after they win the Super Bowl. Yep. He and his family had a really great time. Unfortunately, he sacked Donald Duck 6 times. So that was not pretty.
Not nice.
Not pretty.
Couldn't get out of football mode.
Yeah, I can't quite turn it off. Scottish rugby player's been suspended 3 months for, quote, grabbing the junk of another player.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's really nothing new. I mean, same thing happened during the last Republican debate.
No, everything's working. It's going out.
Okay, good. I'll make sure. I always like to check, you know.
Yeah.
Governor Chris Christie dropped out of the presidential race after he was clobbered yesterday in the New Hampshire primary. And a lot of people were surprised. I thought if anybody was going to win on Fat Tuesday, it would have been Chris Christie.
No, I get it.
Yeah, there you go.
And finally, this afternoon.
Yeah, he sort of put the screws to Rubio and pushed Rubio way back, but he also pushed himself way back because people didn't like what he said about, you know, he's a bully. He's kind of a bully. It came off that way, so he hurt both of them, actually.
All right, I would agree. Well, this is interesting. Doctors say Botox can be used to tighten up women's breasts.
Yeah.
About that, yeah. Of course, the only problem, they say, is that your breasts always look surprised. And,
what?
No, let him go. Just let him walk off.
You know what? I'd like to announce my retirement. Today's the day.
You're out of the race.
Today's the day. Bill Cleveland Second is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company at downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland. I'm very glad to see KTR.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah.
I think what he meant to say was he's suspending his appearances. Don't you love that?
Yeah.
Politicians go, I'm suspending. Like, not suspending
like
anything.
Like they're going to come back at a certain time.
Yeah. You're not suspending anything. You're out. Hey, there's a golf expo this weekend in St. Charles. It's the St. Louis Golf Expo. It's being held the 12th through the 14th, which is this weekend, St. Charles Convention Center. Amenities is going to be there. Get 15 rounds of golf while supplies last. Details, golf equipment, sale info are at stlgolfexpo.com. And Amenities is sponsoring the 19th hole lounge. So you can have a cold beer. You can watch a sport. There's also an Amenities coupon in the gift bag you'll get with each admission purchase. So go to the golf expo. Hey, it'll make you feel like, at least it'll remind you that there will be a spring. There will. At the St. Charles Convention Center. And please look for Amenities when you get